This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The National FFA organization is answering the need for more highly skilled graduates to fill job openings in the field of agriculture. Last week, the organization announced a record high student membership of 649,355, up from the sum 629,000 in 2015. The number of FFA chapters also grew from just over 7,700 to 7,859 chapters. The top six student membership states are Texas, California, Georgia, Oklahoma, Ohio, and Missouri. Student membership was not the only growth the organization saw. National FFA alumni membership also increased to 225,891 members, up from the sum 62,000 in 2015. This year, graduating high school seniors automatically received alumni membership, which the growth numbers reflect. FFA alumni play an important role in keeping ag education and FFA programs in local schools by providing both volunteers and financial support to local teachers. And if you didn't know, the 2016 National FFA Convention is scheduled to take place next week in Indianapolis. In other news, ABC Network is asking a judge to dismiss a $1.2 billion defamation lawsuit regarding the network's reporting on lean, finely textured beef products. ABC had nicknamed the product Pink Slime, which Beef Products Inc. claims led to significant losses. Beef Products Inc. filed the lawsuit in 2012, claiming the reporting led to the closure of three plants and roughly 700 layoffs. However, in the request for dismissal, ABC argues that the number of reports was driven primarily by questions from viewers. The Washington Post reports ABC's argument counters the lawsuit's characterization of the network's coverage as a vicious, concerted disinformation campaign against Beef Products, Inc. Court documents recently filed by ABC argue the work was done in the public's interest, as consumers were unaware that the product at the time was present in 70% of the ground beef sold in supermarkets. The case is currently slated to go to trial in June. In some local ag news, a dairy farm in Greenville has started branding its own milk. After being a member of the Prairie Farms Co-op for over 100 years, the Turley family decided it was time for something new. Rolling Lawns Farm began bottling and branding their milk in May of this year, and as it says on his business card, the milkman, or Michael Turley, took some time to chat with me about how things are going. Michael, we first met about a year ago, and I came out to your farm for a classroom visit and talked to you then, but there's been some changes, some exciting changes for the farm since then, but before we talk about those changes, just remind us how long your family has had Rolling Lawns Dairy Farm.
Yes, we're a 106-year-old dairy. I'm fourth generation, and so my great-grandfather started the dairy in 1910, and we've been at it ever since, morning and night, milking cows.
And you've got Holsteins, correct?
Yes, we have registered Holstein dairy cattle and have for the entire existence of the farm.
And now I want to talk about the changes that have happened. You are now basically branding your own milk. So fill us in on how that started, and then maybe we'll talk about where that milk's available.
Well, it was an honor to be part of the Prairie Farms Cooperative for decades, and that really was a great relationship for us. But with some connections I had in the St. Louis area, there was some interest in a true local product where it was single source and really people could identify the producer. And those come mostly with chefs, with coffee shops, bakeries, and some ice cream places. And so there looked like there was enough market there to maybe found an independent supply and then start shipping into St. Louis. And so that's what we're doing. In May of 2016, we went independent and have been at it for 5 months now.
So I assume the milk is branded Rolling Lawns. You said it's available at restaurants and bakeries and things. So glass bottles, what's the look?
That's a great question. We have everything going into plastic, conventional gallon, half gallon, and pint containers now. The primary reason for plastic, as cool as glass is the food service industry really appreciates plastic because it's easy to handle. And it gets crazy in the kitchen at the restaurants, and same with coffee shops and bakeries. And so they want something practical, safe, and easy to use. And so we're bottling in plastic for now for the food service, but asking consumers what they'd prefer as we introduce our products to the retail market.
And as you told me, something kind of neat about this change is you're actually working with another local dairy in Greenville to help you bottle the milk.
Right. I've thought about branding and bottling our own milk for about 10 years, but it just dawned on us about a year ago that we might be able to work together. And so we partnered with Marcoot Jersey Creamery in Greenville, just 4 miles apart. And I ship my milk over 4 mornings a week, and they are processing it and bottling, and then we put it on a big truck and it goes to the St. Louis area.
How has this change affected you and your lifestyle? Because I know you had an off-farm job before, and now you're back to, of course you're going to be doing some of the marketing with your milk, but how have things changed for you and your family?
I'm back to the life I knew growing up on the farm, and it's never felt better. But, yes, I had an off-farm job in marketing in the agricultural industry, and it was a great career for me. And I retired from that job last December of 2015 so I could focus solely on our dairy and farm and the big leap that we were taking to an independent status and our own brand.
And I know you mentioned this earlier today. You're very open to answering questions, and if people would like to come see the farm, you invite them.
Right. Yes, we love having visitors, and I just really felt that if we went independent and we just put ourselves out there, that if we invited folks out, became very accessible and transparent, then it might spur some conversations that we really want to have with consumers. There's a lot of misunderstandings and confusion going on with our food supply. The world's safest, most abundant, and affordable food supply in the world is right here, yet we have an awful lot of folks confused and concerned. And we want to do our part to address those and leave our farm with confidence in the food supply and, in this case, the dairy industry.
Michael Turley of Rolling Lawns Farm in Greenville. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.